I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 4 years since a coup ousted Myanmar's elected leadership, Joe Handley with A3 says peace remains a long way off. Civilians find themselves caught in ongoing crossfire between the military junta and armed opposition groups.
And so you have this ongoing local fight that's going on.
And 2 months ago, it was compounded by a magnitude 7.7 quake. A3 works alongside the local church to bring aid, knowing that believers will be a force of assistance long after Myanmar has exited view on the world stage. While Handley doesn't see an easy or quick way out of the current conflict,
but that's the chance for the body of Christ to rise and to show and display the hope of Christ in the midst of the pain and the suffering.
Please pray for the church in Myanmar and for open gospel doors. And Iranian refugee children didn't choose asylum, but their lives are shaped by it, especially in Muslim-majority countries. This is where Transform Iran steps in. Lana Silk tells us,
we work very hard to minister to them and surround them with love and community to help strengthen them.
The need is urgent.
The 9-year-old child, the teacher was spitting on his face, insulting him.
Meanwhile, a 14-year-old boy was hospitalized for being a Christian convert with a Muslim name.
This is one of the reasons we've been so active in the children's ministry lately, because we've noticed that children need strong, loving, non-judgmental, non-oppressive community around them that will hold them tight and love them.
Transform Iran offers weekly gatherings with games, exercises, along with gospel and worship. Pray for the refugee children's safety and future life. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.